The Parents Show on Mix 92.6. Sponsored by Raiden Solicitors. Award-winning specialist family lawyers. See raidensolicitors.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to The Parents Show on Mix 92.6. I'm Lydia L. Corey, and today I'm really delighted to be joined by Becky from Let's Dance Academy, who's joining us on The Parents Show to talk about dance, her journey through dance, and how important it is for young people to get engaged with it. Hi, Becky. Thanks so much for joining us on The Parents Show.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us about your journey with dance, with Let's Dance Academy.
So, I mean, I started dancing at Let's Dance, ironically. Obviously, I was there as a child and now I own it. But I started dancing at the age of 3 and loved it. I just did every variety of genre I possibly could. At around 11, I think I decided that I'd quite like to do it a bit more seriously. And at 16, I decided to audition for musical theatre colleges because that's what I wanted to do. And I went to dance college at the age of 16 and I studied musical theatre. Yeah, so it was quite young. I was at a stage where I didn't even know how to cook my dinner and I left home. And it was a very scary world. But, you know, when you really are passionate about something, you kind of dive in, don't you? But yeah, while I was there for 3 years studying musical theatre, I also sort of took some extra options to do my teaching qualifications. And I started studying ballet, modern and tap teaching qualifications with the ISTD. And then when I graduated, the dance world was kind of a bit scary because there's so many options available. And, you know, obviously it's hard work. And I went out and I worked professionally for 5 years and I did, such a range of things. I did hair shows, fashion shows. I was the crazy frog in Panto for 4 months in Scotland. So I lived in Motherwell for 4 months. I did some work with the British Grand Prix and I was doing some fashion shows for Mercedes, kind of launching their merchandise. I went to Greece and worked for 4 months in the dance show. Like, there was just so many things that I did and it's a lovely, crazy world. And I loved it. But I think it got to the point where I wanted to leave home. I wanted to move out and sort of afford to live somewhere. So I decided to go back to teach training college. And I did my full teacher training for 3 years. And then I started working at the dance school. So I got offered a job back at my local dance school, which is very exciting. And then effectively, I loved it. I went on to do my licentiate in ballet, which is like a further education in ballet. And then I took over as principal in 2016. So it's been a lovely, varied journey.
A lovely circular journey back home after all your gallivanting around the world. But it sounds great. And your passion for dance really comes across, Becky. Like, what does dance mean to you?
I think when you've danced all of your life, like I have, I think it's just that it's something you've always had. It's always been my away from school, away from home, and dance was like my third place to always be. It was my second home, really, and my little community that I've had as a constant through my life. And then it's just allowed me to kind of live my passion, really, and kind of just enjoy that on stage experience, in class experience. You know, it's so varied. It just allows you to try so many new things, which is amazing.
Lovely, lovely. And so talk to us about Let's Dance Academy. So we're very lucky. We're so fortunate in St. Albans. We've got a few fantastic dance schools. Let's Dance Academy is the one that you run. Who comes to your classes? What age groups? What kind of children, young people do dance?
At Let's Dance, we start age 3. Some dance schools start younger, but we start age 3 because I feel like that's just when children start to feel a little bit independent and a bit more confident. You know, they might have started nursery and they're happy to start venturing out without their parents next to them. So we start age 3 and really we go forever. We have most children come to us at 3 and leave at 18 and go to uni or take a gap year or go traveling. But we also run adult classes. So a lot of our parents come to the adult classes and really you don't actually have to really ever leave, to be honest. I think our youngest student at the moment is 2.5 and our oldest student, she won't mind me saying, is 85.
Wow, that's very impressive. I bet that's a bit of an eye-opener for our listeners. I bet nobody expected you to have 85-year-olds in your dance class. That's cool.
Yeah, it's incredible. Especially, I find quite often tap dancing seems to be, people tend to come back to tap dance. They've done it as a child and they come back to tap dancing. And I think it's just one of those things that once you have a passion for, you just want to keep going. And it is usually tap where we have older ladies and gentlemen come back and start classes again. And it's brilliant. I love it.
Fantastic. Wow. That's quite a diversity of age groups. And are you seeing other kinds of diversity within your students? Tell us a little bit about who comes to class.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. We've always had a lot of diversity within the school, just based on sort of the people that live around locally to us. But I would say over the last sort of 2 or 3 years, we've definitely seen a real shift in the range of people that attend classes. You know, more recently, obviously, we've had quite a lot of students from Ukraine come over. And we've had students from Hong Kong. And that's been amazing to have a whole new kind of world open up because they learn different styles in Ukraine. So I've had a bit of an insight into Ukrainian dancing and bits and pieces like that's amazing. I think at the moment we have quite a lot of non-binary students, which I think is being really supported by the dance boards at the moment. So, for example, we follow the ISTD syllabus. And they've like made a huge progression in their approach to gender and approach to just people in general. I feel like dance quite often in the past was put in a box. You know, if you're a ballerina, you had to be like this or, you know, that kind of situation. And I feel like all of the dance boards now are taking away things like male and female exercises. And they're really trying to approach the dancers as a whole, which I feel opens up dancing to a more diverse range of students. And we're definitely seeing that embraced back. And it's lovely to teach as well, because you feel like anyone can turn up to your class and you can be completely all-inclusive within our dance syllabus. And then the creative side, obviously, is open to absolutely anyone. So yeah, definitely, I feel the school is seeing a larger range of people attending. Ages, you know, just everything. It's been really lovely. A real kind of burst over the last 2 or 3 years of just having this lovely multicultural school is fantastic.
Brilliant, brilliant. And Becky, I'd love to ask you, why do you think dance is important? And can you tell us a little bit about the role it played for you in your life as a teenager? Because I think it's hard to find things or activities that still work for teens. You know, I think we see a massive drop off in extracurricular activities soon as particularly girls hit 13, 14. So, I'd love to get your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I think dance particularly, or to be honest, any extracurricular activity where you've got a really supportive base of people is incredible as a teenager. But for me, like my dance school was my second home. It really was. And I think we are our second home for most of our children as well. You know, I would finish school, especially through sort of the more stressful times at school. I would finish school. All my friends would go home, get changed, go to the park and hang out, you know. And I would go home, get changed, go to the dance school and dance for 2 or 3 hours. So I feel like I had a very different focus to a lot of my friends. And it gave me a real purpose. It gave me, you know, something to do. But I think the biggest positive for me was having dance friends and a dance network of people that were all doing the same as me. You know, I wasn't a fish out of water. There was a whole group of us that would come home from school, get to the dance studio and basically live there for the rest of the evening. And I think it's so important for teenagers these days to have like that connection and have like a real feeling of community somewhere else that isn't home and school, because both of those times can be quite stressful. You know, home can be stressful at times, school can certainly be stressful at times, and if you've got a separate place where you feel safe, I think that's incredibly important, especially for teenagers. And I think, you know, I feel really passionate about teenagers having a third place. By third place, I mean school, home and somewhere else where someone else knows them well, someone else might be able to support them in a different way to school and home. Someone might recognize changes in them, whether that's positive or negative. You know, we quite often, I feel, pick up on if children are starting to get anxious or starting to have, worries about how they look physically or whether there's an increase in things like self-harm. We quite often notice that first because we're that safe space away from those other two places. And I feel quite passionate about being able to provide that safety net for children So that's something that I'm really passionate about. And as I say, it's not just dance schools. It's them having somewhere else to go where they trust the adults there. That's really important for me. And I feel like really it's just the pressure of school, somewhere where they can go, release energy, particularly in things like dancing or sport, because it's so physical, and just release that nervous energy or that worried energy in a positive way. I just don't think you can replace it really with anything else. It's just such a lovely outlet to have for teenagers.
I couldn't agree more. And what I love about what you're saying is it's not just the physicality, which obviously helps children and young people's mental health, but it's that sense of community, and it's a real community. It's not an online community, because I think parents are and should be rightly very concerned about how much social media is providing entertainment for children, when it really should be down in the dance school hanging out with like-minded people rather than being online. But what qualities do you think it brings out, like having dance in your life? What qualities does it encourage children to develop?
I mean, the first thing I would say is just confidence. You know, it doesn't mean that they're suddenly going to become the most confident person in all of their lives, but to be able to just have a little outlet where they are confident, and it's going to bring out only positive things. You know, I can't really think of a negative that dance brings out in children. It's that confidence, it's the sense of belonging, and them just feeling that they're supported. But I mean, as you say, being off screen is so important. And dance, I think, just connects you with all the positive things in life. You know, movement, music, listening to music. You know, we all know what that does for our moods. Friendships, learning to work with other children. You know, that we really lost that over lockdown. And I think when we had lockdown, our children came back. And we were giving them dance tasks that we'd given children all of our lives, that were like, go get in a group and make up some choreography. And they couldn't even talk to each other. And it was the most bizarre thing that I think came out of lockdown, is the lack of being able to work together with someone else and talk to them. So that's coming back, really. I feel like it's back now. I feel like we're back at the stage where children can communicate and work together. You know, I just feel like dance children generally are quite good at taking on new challenges, because they have to constantly learn new things and move up grades and, you know, and work on harder skills. They're used to going out of their comfort zone, so that's obviously amazing. There's just so many transferable skills, I think, and being off social media and being in a place where you're moving your body and listening to music can only be a positive thing. Funny enough, I was listening to a podcast the other day, and the CEO, there was a CEO talking, he said all large establishments should have like a theatre kid. They should all have a theatre kid in the office, because theatre kids are like positive, they can adapt quickly, they're used to like thinking, you know, thinking of quick ideas, they're used to working with new people, being in new situations. And I thought, yes, you need a theatre kid in the office or wherever you be. You all need a theatre kid, because it's just that ability to adapt. I think it's an ability to adapt that actually is getting lost a little bit online, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the other thing is, you know, I mean, that old adage of practice makes perfect. I think kids are just not encouraged enough to kind of hone skills like dance. Yeah, you need to practice. And no, it's not the end of the world that you have to spend 15 minutes or 10 minutes a day repeating something, because it'll get you where you need to go. But I think that gets lost. And I think dance is another great outlet for developing that skill of just honing, like getting better at something.
Yes, definitely. Absolutely.
Now, I want to ask you, somebody, I'm not a dancer. What would you say to people like me who are out there is like, can anyone dance, or do you need to be innately good at it?
I definitely believe anyone can dance. However, that doesn't mean everyone can become a professional dancer.
Good distinction.
Everybody can dance, absolutely. I think dance is one of those things that it's so individual. And I think some people, there's so many areas to it. Some people may be really good at certain areas and not others. And I think that's amazing, because you can come into dance and sort of find your strengths and weaknesses. You know, I have students that literally have never taken a step up in their lives and turn up to dance classes, and they look like they've danced all of their lives. Like, it's just very unpredictable. And I love that people can turn up and they have no idea how they're going to be. And all of a sudden they're like, oh, I can do that bit. So yeah, I think anyone can be a dancer because there's so many things that come into play, like musicality. If someone's done a lot of music or understands, music and plays an instrument and understands note values and all that, that's a whole section of dance. So it might be that they've got a really strong link to the music side of it. You might have people that are amazing at performing. You know, they might not be a technician in dance, but they can get on stage and everyone looks at them because they perform. Some people are like really creative and like choreography and can just think of dances off the top of their head. So, you know, all of those skills suit different people. It might not be that they've been in dance class for years, but they might be able to semi-freestyle to a piece of music. But I've danced for a lot of years. I'm not going to say how many, but I don't comfortably just dance to a piece of music and freestyle. So it depends on your personality. And that's what I love about it, really. I think you can just pick out areas that you're strong at and probably be better than people that have been doing it for years in that area.
That's brilliant to know. And I have to say, as like I'm not a dancer, I didn't realize the kind of diversity within dance that really can appeal to so many different types of people as well. So obviously, if you decide to take up dancing, practice is important. But how do you make that fit in with your life, Becky? What advice do you give to people? Like, do you need a big, wide open space so that you can kind of do your turns? Or how can you make it work in like a tiny little apartment or different spaces so that you can kind of keep up with it?
I think lockdown really taught us that you can actually dance anywhere, because we took the whole dance school online during lockdown. And
brilliant.
I think I was teaching 30 classes from my kitchen, which ironically, after the first lockdown, I then installed a hanging light in the middle of the kitchen. So then when we went back into lockdown, I had to dance in my kitchen around the hanging light from the ceiling. So obviously, I think we can adapt pretty well. But there was lots of children, you know, doing it in the hallway, or there were so many different places, and it became almost a bit of a running joke of, where are you this week? Like, who's got the smallest space? So I think in terms of dance, obviously a big thing is muscle memory and building strength and flexibility, of which those things are more exercise based, you know, and repetition. And so you can do, I don't know, something very simple like calf raises to help strengthen your legs. You can do that on a banister in the tiniest little space. So I think it's completely adaptable. And no, you won't be able to do a full, you know, Sleeping Beauty ballet from your hallway, but you can certainly pick out pieces of it and build on the strength and the coordination and the muscle memory. And I just think that there's certain aspects of dance that just require small repetitive movements. So anywhere, you can do that anywhere, really. But yeah, absolutely, practice does make perfect. And I think sometimes people need to go out of a dance studio into their own space where they feel like they have time and they feel comfortable and they can take the steps they're struggling with, or say they're practicing for an exam, they can take it home and think it through in their own way. And I think particularly nowadays, a lot of children, you know, might be dyslexic or might be struggling, you know, might have autism, or they might just need that downtime to process. And that can happen at home. You know, it's quite often we give our students little videos to work through or exercises, and they can take it away. And you can really tell when a child's gone home and processed it in their own way, practiced it in their own time without the pressure of being in a class. You know, particularly with children, quite often they look around and they start comparing themselves. You know, this person's doing it really quickly. But that goes back to them having different skill sets. So I think sometimes going back in your own space and being able to practice in your own time, even if it's a small space, is really positive for children. And we do it a lot. We say, take this away, practice in your own time, think it through in your own way. And they come back and they've nailed it. So yeah, there's certainly a place to practice at home.
Lovely, lovely. It sounds so ideal. And particularly for our teens and for young people nowadays, they have different challenges. And sometimes I think harder challenges than we had when we were teenagers, you know, with social media and the kind of complications that brings along with it. So it's so refreshing to hear you describe the environment and the skills and the richness that dance can bring to young people. It's really lovely, Becky. And now, so I've said it already, I'm not a dancer. But maybe there's other parents out there who are like me who think, oh, listen, I couldn't get my child into dance because I don't even know where to start. I never danced. What would you say to parents who are like that, who just think it's too overwhelming, I don't know where to start?
I think there's so many dance opportunities, especially in St. Albans. There's like a million dance schools and they're all fantastic and have different strengths. And I think there's quite often beginner classes popping up all over the place. So I'd obviously say, look out, start looking out for beginner classes. But I would say the one positive of social media is being able to dive into dance schools via their Instagram accounts or their websites. I think you get such a feel for the dance school when you go on online, for example, and just see what kinds of things they're offering. So I think my first port of call would be obviously to start having a look online and then reading about what the dance school's about, because you have some very well-established dance schools like Let's Dance Academy. You have some newer dance schools, you know, that will offer different things to what we do. So it's really important to start having a look at that. But the other thing is, like, you know, children obviously have access to TikTok and all these kinds of things. Now, the good thing dance-wise with that, because I don't love them, but the good thing about dance-wise is you can access free tutorials. So you could put either of your, as an adult or a child, you could just flick through some and try them at home and see what style you like. You might try a tap class at home and you think, right, I love that, I'm going to go and try that. And that's where social media is really positive for dance schools, because actually quite a lot of the time children have seen what's available and already have a good sense of what they would like to try before they come in. And then we're in a better position to be able to say, try this or try that. Or actually, no, if you want to be turning on your head at 5 years old, you need to come to this class for us and we will help you get there, you know, rather than try it at home and, you know, pick the furniture or whatever. So I think just starting to have a look around, dive into the genres and things you might want to try, and then approaching a dance school and saying, look, this is what I've seen, or this is what we'd like to try. What have you got suitable? And also, quite often, for example, at Let's Dance Academy, if we have people asking for certain things and we get a build up of people that would like to try something new, we will quite often look to try and put that class on. So we've just started two brand new adult tap classes because I had so many adults saying, I'd love to try a tap class, but I've never done it. And we've got these two new classes that are just bulging at the seams because everyone wants to do it. And that's basically come from people sending an email saying, I've never danced, I'd like to try tap, could you recommend anything? So just put yourself out there, I think, and just say, my child would love to try this, or I'd love to try this, and kind of leave the rest to us, really.
Brilliant, brilliant. So just before we let you go, Becky, I'd love to ask you about your top tips. So if parents are out there, they're thinking about taking on a dance class as a hobby for their child, or for any reason, What would you advise them to do? Where to start? I mean, you gave us some great tips about social media there. I would never have thought of that, but that makes an awful lot of sense. Any other tips about getting going? Because maybe people are reluctant to invest too much money until they know if their child is interested in it. What do you think?
I think a lot of the schools, we're really lucky around St. Albans Way, a lot of the schools offer dance classes at their schools. So you could always try a dance school club first, and then if you want to take it a bit more seriously, obviously come to a dance school. But I think really it's more about, you know, you're only going to get positive things from joining, in my opinion, you're only going to get positive things from joining a dance school. So most places offer trials. Like if you came to us, you would trial it, you would come and do a trial class. And I think what you will start to see if your child starts to dance is the shyest little children can turn into the most positive, outgoing students on stage. Even if they stay shy in their normal life, it can bring out their little personalities like so quickly, because obviously dance is, you're not talking, you're trying to use your body, you're trying to express yourself through not talking. And you know, they'll gain new friends, they'll gain new skills, they get stronger, they'll stay away from TV, you know, there's no negatives that I can think of. So I think you've just got to do a trial class, try it, see how you get on. It might be you try a tap class and then you think, oh, that's not for me. But then you try a ballet class and that's the most amazing thing in the world, you know. So it's about trying. And I have quite a funny story about one of our ex-dancers. He's now in Hong Kong Ballet. He went to the Royal Ballet. His mum put him into ballet at the local gym because she was doing a gym class and there was a ballet class at the same time. So she put him into a ballet class. And it turns out, he's become one of the top male dancers ballerinas. And I mean, she would never have found that out unless she just put him into class and tried it. And I just think children, there's everyone has like a hidden skill somewhere that we could be a professional at, or we could just enjoy and love. And I think until you kind of try dance and then tick it off your list, if it's not for you, come back out again. But if it is, like, amazing, you found dance, you found the world of dance.
Awesome. Oh, Becky, I'm inspired me, and I'm sure a lot of parents who are listening in as well. Thank you so much for giving your time and for talking to us on the Parents Show. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
We'll take a quick break now on the Parents Show on Mix 92.6.
The Parents Show on Mix 92.6, sponsored by Raiden Solicitors, award-winning specialist family lawyers. See raidensolicitors.co.uk.
So, here we are in the studio, me and Lydia, and we're joined by four fabulous dancers. And in the studio we've got...
Layla from Beaumont, Chloe also from Beaumont.
Owen from L2 Screen Arts.
And Kai from Sandringham.
Okay, that sounds fantastic. Okay, so two from Beaumont. And do you do dance at Beaumont?
Yeah, yes.
And anywhere else as well?
Yes. LDA and Margarita Hall.
Okay.
Margarita Hall and Dance Together.
Okay, so that was Chloe and Layla there. And how long have you been doing that for?
Dancing in general for 13 years.
13 years? Gosh, since you were 1 year old.
Two, yeah. And then, but like at the dance companies for different amounts of time.
Okay. And you as well, Chloe?
Yes, me also for 13 years and also different amounts of time for both dance schools.
Gosh. Okay, well, let's hear about dancing from Owen and Kai. So how long have you guys been dancing for?
So I've been dancing since I was about 8 or 9. And I do it at college now, and I do it at Let's Dance Academy as well.
Okay. Hi.
And I started dance when I was... 2, so about 15 years, and I'm at LDA.
Lydia, who are these people that start dancing at 2?
Multi-talented.
Incredible. So what sort of dancing do you guys do? Let's go around the room again and hear a bit from Lydia. So what sort of dancing do you, all sorts, or is it ballet, classical, is it modern?
I do modern, tap, ballet, street, and then rhythm tap as well.
What's rhythm tap?
I don't know how to describe it, but like, I don't know how to describe it.
It's like tap. So you're wearing tap shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then you do it in rhythm as opposed to chaotically, or what is it?
Yeah, it's tap still, but there's not syllabus work, and it's a lot more just trying to pick stuff up quickly, and you do a lot more like advanced things.
Uh-huh. What's an advanced tap thing? Because I can't imagine how it gets more advanced than tap.
Go up sort of 1 to 6, but we often then do a lot of stuff like intermediate and beyond, and it's just sort of having to go and try stuff out.
Okay, fantastic. And street, tell me a bit more about street.
Yeah, it's just like a nice way, because I do it on a Friday, so it's a nice way to end my week, because it's only half an hour long. So yeah, and you don't get like assessed on it or like exams or anything, so it's just a bit of fun.
Yeah. So Owen, how about you? What sort of things do you do? Same things?
Yeah, so I do quite a lot of styles of dance, so ballet, tap, modern, jazz, contemporary, street as well. But yeah, my favourites are sort of jazz and sish. Yeah, like jazz and contemporary, but I really like ballet as well.
Do you?
Yeah.
And so what sort of, is it classical ballet or is it kind of more modern ballet?
No, so it's like, it's very classical. So it's.
I don't know what that means. Is that like Swan Lake?
Yeah. So that's what I do in ballet. And then jazz, I do a lot of like free classes. So... advanced jazz, where we do a lot of routines and just trying to pick up choreography and stuff, and I just really enjoy that.
Yeah. So when you say jazz, I'm thinking Bob Fosse and cabaret, but is there more to it than that?
Yeah, there's a lot more to it. It kind of varies to like more of a modern style and like a contemporary style as well. We can do like sort of from slow jazz to like very fast, like quick paced dances.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I really like about it, is like the variety that it like comes with.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Chloe, we haven't talked about jazz over in your corner of the room yet. Do you do jazz as well? I think you said you did.
No, I do ballet, and then I do Latin and ballroom, which is like the dancing on Strictly.
Ah, my favourite. And do you know what my favourite dance is on Strictly?
What is it?
It's the Argentine tango. I have got anywhere to watch the Argentine Tango. I think it is so fantastic. Have you done that?
I haven't started it yet. I think it's amazing to watch, but I'm not at that high of a level yet.
It looks so difficult. All that kind of flicking of, you know, legs and feet and stuff like that. All of those Latin dances look to me like they're just so full of energy and complexity. I mean, I'm sure that a waltz is difficult too, but it just doesn't look as hard as doing something like tango.
Yeah, I think I can express myself more in Latin dances than in ballroom dances.
Yeah.
But I also do competitions, so I love doing lots of different styles of dances, and I earn like trophies and medals and stuff as well.
Are you really good at it? Well, you are really good at it. So what sort of competitions have you done?
So I did the Blackpool competition, which is, there's this big hall in Blackpool, which is called Winter Gardens, and all aspiring dancers want to go there. And so it's really special. And each year you can qualify for Blackpool. So you do different competitions. And if you can qualify, so get top in the place in the top seven, then you're able to go to Blackpool. And every year it's so much fun.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Lola, have you been to any competitions as well?
No, I do more like exam.
Okay. Any Latin in there at all?
No.
No Latin. Oh.
I mean, I've taught her a few steps, but.
Okay, so Owen and Kai, competitions, do you do that stuff?
No, we don't really do any competitions. It's more exam-based at LDA. And we do our dance shows as well. So we do a lot of like preparing for dance shows. So every 2 years we do a big dance show that we put on at a theatre. Each class gets their own dance and stuff. Sometimes we combine classes. And then, do you want to talk about the choreography?
And then in the interim years between the big dance show, we have a choreography competition, and they get some of the older classes especially to still perform. And then students across the entire dance school can create a piece of choreography and compete. But it's sort of just within the dance school as a competition.
Sure, sure. And do any kind of well-known dancers ever come along and give you tips?
We don't really have anyone come along to the school, but we do go in and do a lot of workshops with West End performers. Go see a lot of West End shows and stuff, so we get a lot of that experience as well.
Favourite West End show, what would you say?
Wicked.
You really?
Okay. Everybody's nodding to Wicked, aren't they?
Yeah, but it got on the stage. I've seen it twice, I have to confess. Yeah.
It sounds like you're
a musical theatre fan over here.
I was just thinking, it sounds like you're a budding dancer yourself, Ian.
So, in terms of things you're going to do, I mean, if you've been doing this dance for so long, you must be thinking about dance as what you want to do after you've left school, are you? Or is it just the appeal of accountancy and working in a law firm is just going to be too strong?
So I definitely want to work with kids when I'm older. So maybe teaching kids to dance or something like that. I don't think I would want it to be my main line of work, but I do think that I would want to have it as some sort of side job.
Yeah. Layla, what about you?
Yeah, I don't think I really want to do it as a career, but I would love to carry on doing it when I get older.
Sure. Kai and Owen? Ambitions? No?
Dance is definitely what I want. Is it? Yeah, as well as musical theatre as well. So I'm studying both at the moment at college. And I definitely want to continue that further as well. I don't really ever see myself doing anything else other than that. And I'm really interested as well in dance teaching and working with children as well. So
yeah,
they're all appeals to me.
How about you, Kai?
I think I could definitely never stop dancing, but I don't think I want to do it as a career because there's just subjects at school that I'm just so passionate about that I want to be able to pursue at uni instead.
Yeah. Go. So what would you say to any budding dancers who are sitting at home and thinking maybe this is for me, and maybe they're looking at their mums and dads and they're getting a bit of a frown? What would you say to them is the great thing about dance? Let's start with you there, Owen.
I'd probably say resilience is a really key thing for dance as a whole. You can't be the kind of person that beats yourself up about it, saying I'm not good enough, I'm never going to be as good as that person or for example. But I just think resilience is definitely a key thing. Keep pushing yourself, and even if you are that kind of person, don't get beat down by it. Talk to people. You also just get such a good community with dance and stuff.
Sure.
With your friends, it's just an amazing time to perform.
But you've got to be resilient. It teaches you resilience because people are going to push back on you and say, not for you today.
It's a major skill that I've learned as a whole. It's not been something that I've always been really good at. But I think dance has really helped me be a more resilient person.
Sure, sure. How about you, Kai? What would you say is the thing that people might expect, or maybe that they wouldn't expect if they got into dancing more?
I think especially for more classical styles, people do have the perception that teachers are very harsh, and you will still get that, but they are just so like genuinely like loving, and they want you to learn, and this is their passion. And if you're thinking about doing dance, just go for it.
Yeah,
like it's just so much fun, and definitely the sense of community that I've found like in school and through my dance school is like unmatched.
Yeah, fantastic. What about you then, Chloe? What would you say to budding dancers sitting out there?
Well, I think that a lot of people have the misconception that you do need to start early. I mean, I know we have started early, but I think that at any age you can start, because it doesn't matter about how good you are. It matters about how much you enjoy yourself. And I think that even like, I mean, I don't think I'm ever going to go professional for dancing, but I think I do it because I enjoy it a lot. And I think that's the most important thing about it.
Yeah. Layla?
Well, I would say like the best thing about dance is definitely like the friends you make and the community, and like the dance teachers and just everyone who does it with you.
Yeah. But hard work, is that it? You know, tired. Yeah, too. I'd be exhausted before I started. Lydia?
Now, I wanted to ask you, what do you think is the most valuable thing about being part of a dance school or a dance troupe? What does it bring most to your life? And what role does dance play in your life? Oh, and I saw when we were asking what you're going to do in the future, the biggest smile came over your face when you're talking about dance being just part of your life forever. Tell us more about it.
I just find it such like a big endorphin release. Like it's just, it brings me so much joy, like doing dance as a whole. And the community that you make within LDA, like Kai will agree as well, like our community is just, we're so tight together, and it's just insane. I love it. It makes me so happy.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Especially when there's shows, you'll end up spending most of the weekend there when they're doing costumes and helping out and talking to different people and their parents. And you just know so many people in the local community. And it's just really lovely to be a part of.
So you touched on it, Layla. Tell us more a bit about being part of the school, being part of a troupe.
Yeah, it's just nice because like everyone knows what you're going through, I guess. Especially like when we're working up to exams and like dance shows and everything, you're all in it together. And yeah, you spend a lot of time with each other, but it's really nice.
Yeah, and I was saying to Layla earlier, like we were both saying how we have a dance lesson tomorrow and we're really tired, but we were saying how what keeps us going is just that we have friends at dance schools. And I think that's one of the most important things, even when we don't have motivation, is to have friends and a community at dance.
Lovely. So Owen, if you're going to go on and do more, have you thought about colleges that you might like to apply to?
Yeah, I've definitely thought about a few colleges, lots of places in London, a lot of mainstream like drama schools and stuff, because I want to go into more of the musical theatre side.
So more kind of Mountview rather than Lane or something like that?
Yeah, definitely somewhere like that over a more dance style sort of places, like Italia Conti, Art Zed. Other kind of places that I'm looking for, but also more less known like mainstream schools. There's a school in Bushy that's called MBAA.
Yep.
Which I'm really interested in going to. And yeah, I'm just excited to see what
absolutely
brings me.
Absolutely. So moving away from dance for just a moment and thinking about what else is going on at the schools. So whereabouts are you in your exams and things right now, Layla and Chloe?
For school.
Hmm?
For school?
Yeah, for school.
Well, we're in year 10, so we got our year 10 like exams after Easter time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then do you know what you're going to focus on next?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Not sure.
Maybe something to do with, like, I do art graphics at the moment, so I would love to do something like graphic design or something to do with, like, business, like the marketing kind of aspect of it.
Yeah, yeah. But dance will be in there somewhere.
Yeah.
You tick, Chloe?
Yes, I think dance will be there somewhere, but I'm also interested in like psychology or sociology. I'm really interested in like the brain and things like
that. Okay. Wow. Fantastic. And Kai, have you decided what you're going to be doing next?
I'm in year 12, so I'm currently doing A-levels.
Yeah.
And ideally, I'd love to do Spanish and history at university.
Yeah.
Because I find it really interesting. And from studying it even at A-level, I just love it so much. Going into school is great. And yeah, it's definitely what I want to do in life.
Absolutely. Well, that's been just great hearing from you. And last word of encouragement for kids out there who are thinking that they might try and combine dance with other things. Maybe they're a bit older than 2 years, that they're keen and they've watched Strictly. What would you give them as a last piece of advice, each of you in turn? Layla, what would be the advice?
I would say definitely just go for it. It is a lot of hard work and it does take up a lot of time, depending on how like many classes you do. But definitely go for it because it's an amazing thing.
It's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chloe?
I think a bit like what Owen said is that even if you get knocked down, don't give up, carry on going, because you are going to get knocked down at many different points. And I think, yeah, and it will also build up your resilience. So yeah.
Fantastic. Yep.
Yeah, honestly, all I would say is just go for it. Put your children into dance. It will make them so happy. Whether you want to do it to like a small capacity or like a larger capacity, it will take up all of your time, or you can just do it as a small little endorphin release. Like once a week, and I just think it's the best decision that you could make for a child.
Yeah, and I think especially at secondary school there's often so many opportunities to pursue the arts generally, and I know people who are in the school dance companies who only started doing dance through secondary school, and there's so many opportunities out there and there's so many amazing dance schools locally that give it a go.
I want to ask you a question for the parents out there who don't have a clue about dance, who didn't dance themselves, so they don't know where to start. How, like, can you navigate it with a parent who doesn't have a clue? Does your parent need to know the ins and outs of dance to be able, for you guys to be able to shine and thrive? Or what advice have you got for parents out there who might be kind of saying, oh, maybe I shouldn't sign my kid up because I don't know what I'm doing? Owen?
I just say, if your child is showing an interest in dance or in like the arts in general or in theatre, just put them into it. Like when I was young, I started off doing rugby and I hated every second of it. And I just went to my dad, I just want to dance. And then I was put into LDA, which was just a small little local dance school. And yeah, I'm still there now. Like I'm leaving at the end of this year because it's my last year. And yeah, it's just been honestly the best decision I've ever made. And I'd say another piece of advice is definitely be supporting like smaller local dance schools as well, because it will just benefit as well and it will create a tighter knit group as well.
And I think even if you don't understand dance, that's fine. I think my mum definitely didn't really have a clue when I started. And a lot of the parents weren't, and you're all learning together. And also the parents end up building such a tight community, because the people in my classes have been the same for the most part since I was really little. And you'll learn as you go, it'll be fine.
Yeah, I would just say the same thing. Like, it doesn't matter if you don't know anything about dance. If you like put them in for one dance lesson, then you can find other dance lessons through it. And yeah, just build a community and stuff.
Yeah, like when I started Latin and Ballroom, especially the competitions, my mum had no idea what she was doing. And I think each time we built up more how to learn how to do the hair, for example. And I think she also learned from other mums, because the dance community is so sweet. And so everyone was like really helping my mum. And so, yeah, I don't think that you really need to know about dance to put your children into it.
That's brilliant. There's going to be a big sigh of relief across the doors and say, okay, we've got this, we can do it. That's so reassuring. Thank you very much for any parents out there who'd be wondering about it. You've really, really sold dance as a hobby. It sounds like even as a way of life going forward. And I think it's so valuable. It's so lovely to hear how important it is and what a great positive role it plays in your life. Any last words of advice before we wrap up today, guys?
I would just say go for it. Like, if you're thinking about it, just go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Layla summed up well.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Thanks a million for joining us on The Parents Show.
Thank you.
The Parents Show on Mix 92.6. Sponsored by Raiden Solicitors. Award-winning specialist family lawyers. See raidensolicitors.co.uk.